Hi, I'm Bill Neff, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to this edition of Morning and Evening. When Jesus carried his cross to the place of crucifixion, Luke tells us in Luke 23:27 that a great company of people followed Jesus, including a number of women who wailed and cried for him. And then our mentor, Charles Spurgeon, adds these thoughts. Among the crowds that hounded the Redeemer to his doom, there were some whose bitter anguish expressed itself in wailing and tears. When I imagine the Savior bearing his cross to Calvary, I see myself joining those godly women who wept for him. For indeed, there is true cause for grief, cause lying deeper than those mourning women may have thought. They cried for innocence mistreated, goodness persecuted, love bleeding, and meekness about to die. But my heart has a deeper and more bitter cause to mourn. My sins were the very whips that cut those blessed shoulders and crowned his bleeding head with thorns. My sins cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" His being led forth to die is sorrowful enough, but being his murderer is infinitely more grief than I can bear. It's not hard to guess why those women loved and wept for him, but they have no more reason than I have, and I have a reason to rejoice in what he accomplished for me. The widow from Nain saw her son restored, but I myself have been raised to newness of life. Mary and Martha were favored with visits from the Lord, but he lives with me each day. Lord, you have relieved me of the same debt as these women, and so don't let me express any less tears of gratitude or sorrow. And that's Charles Spurgeon continuing to reflect on passages about the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, today looking at Luke 23:27. It's a good practice to review today's reading for additional benefit, and you can do that online at our website, morningandevening.org. I'm Bill Neff. I do thank you for listening each day.